Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Final hour of what a way to end the Firehouse Tour for 2024. We are at station number one in Roanoke. Thanks to everyone for rolling out. We had people lined up. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. That masculinity you hear in the background is RJ Choppy. I'm Sean Sharif. We got our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. We got a bathrobe. We got a packed house here in Roanoke. Over to Bobby for the latest RJ Choppy Firehouse Challenge. Get on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Bob.
Yes, Sean, I'm coming to you live from the Woods Forcible Entry Door, where RJ Choppy is going to be assisted today by Lenny, one of the firefighters. And what exactly are we doing here today, Hayden? Hayden's going to help us out. Tell us what Choppy's doing here.
So today, RJ is over here trying to force a commercial door. He's going to force the commercial door, and then after he's done doing that, he'll do a residential door. As long as he doesn't pass out, he should be able to do this in about maybe 2 minutes at the most with Lenny's expertise. But looking at RJ today and from last night, what I've heard, I don't know if it's going to be too good for him.
Yeah, he had a lot of trouble with this. I don't remember which firehouse we're at. He had trouble with this door last time, and I think he only did this one. Apparently, what I've heard, the next door is harder.
So what real life instance would this call for? Commercial? Like what we're going when, to when, like
what a, would what real life instance would we have this happen?
So the first one would be if he was at a
Hold up. Hey, we're doing radio here. Hang on a second.
We're setting it up, Chop. Hold on.
We're setting it up.
He's trying to get in a commercial building. He would have to force this door. And then the door after is going to be like a residential house, your normal house door.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Now, Choppy, any words before you get started here?
Yeah, you know what? Take this glove off for me for a second. They have these really cool hoops in the hand thing. Just like you would. Look at that. That's really cool. I like that. That's like you would
the
have
thing that goes over like a girl's shirt.
Huh? Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's like the gloves the homeless lady wore in Home Alone 2. Like that's what he's wearing. Now we've got Lenny helping him out here. Lenny, are you confident in what Choppy's going to be able to do today?
Oh, absolutely. He put the gear on like a natural, so.
Oh, a natural. Don't boost.
What
that
about
ego
the axe? Explain the technique, Bobby, for the Tolos.
So basically, Choppy has a tire iron. That's not what it is, but basically that's what's jammed into this door here. Would you just be quiet? I don't change tires. I have people do that for me, Chop. So he has this piece of metal jammed into the door. There's a little bit of wood in the door, so they're trying to break that. And then Lenny, the firefighter's gonna come behind it with an axe and basically bash the back end of it until they can pry the door open.
He did warn me. He says, "Do not move your hand.
Oh,
I will lose a hand."
So, okay.
This is very dangerous. Very dangerous work, and I have a big audience, and I just tooted.
A lot of trust here. All right, let's get, here comes the swing. I'm kind of interested to see what happens if he does move his hand.
We got the fan cam.
Should I have goggles on? They all have goggles on.
I don't know.
Maybe I should.
All right.
He's
so in a real world instance, are we just supposed to have like this big jackhammer in our car that we pull out?
No. This is for the firefighters. This is for them to break down a door to reach people. Goodness.
That wasn't a real accurate swing from this guy in the last one.
All right, now he's trying to push the door open. Let's get some live.
Okay. Hi.
Great audio.
Right, we're hitting again. Oh, hit. Oh, that was scary. Holy cow.
That's real fear in his eyes. You need to...
So is he trying to wedge it open?
Yeah, they're trying to wedge it in, and then he's going to, like, push it and break the wood piece in there. So he's trying, and he can't do it.
This is the second guy from behind RJ's had in 24 hours after Bobby's sleepover last night.
Get it!
Where are we? Where are we?
We're looking like the door is about half cracked. They're almost there.
Is someone dead yet? Is this good or bad?
Oh, we got it. All right. Look at that. Lenny got it, and Choppy just held it steady, basically, is what happened. Oh, there's a second door. Ah, the old second door trick. They got him.
That seemed like it was the easy door because it had the small wood. Now this is much thicker wood.
This is residential?
This is the more difficult one.
All right,
one,
so, Chop, imagine your neighbor who's been yelling at you over making noise. His house is on fire. He's yelling and screaming for help. You got to rush. You got to do everything you can to get in there and save his life. What are you thinking? What are you doing?
This is the bat? This is the neighbor that doesn't like me?
Yeah.
Letting it burn.
I was going to say, he set the fire.
That's right. I set the fire.
All right, so this is the more difficult door, according to Hayden. Now, let's see. Man, there's a jagged piece of wood over here. I'm concerned about shrapnel getting hit. So they're lining up for the second break on the door. He's jamming it in there, or he's trying. This is basically, again, this is all Lenny doing all of this.
Lenny.
Yeah. Chop, how you feeling on this one?
Well, I feel much better on this one because I'm not in harm's way right now.
Oh, this is not going to be, this is the one he's got to put it in there, jam it, and then he's got to push up with his shoulder.
I'm not saying, RJ's not doing anything. He's grabbing the end.
Like, I got it now. Yeah, they're prying it in there, and here comes Choppy trying to push it. It slid out. That happens.
Do you think there'd be much easier ways to burglarize, like, get into doors these days, you know? Like, ask Mahomes and Kelsey's robbers how to do this.
What this tells me, is the safest home security system is to put a 2x4 in the lock, is what it tells me. So they're jamming it in there. Here comes Chop. Give it all your effort, Chop.
We're moving the whole thing.
Oh, no. That's a fail.
It's not even close to broken right now,
Pulled
Chop.
Pulled out. He slipped out. Slipped out right there.
You know what I mean, Sarah?
We're live here, Roanoke Firehouse number one. RJ Choppy once again putting on all the gear in order to try to save lives.
My favorite part of this is, like, A, the fear in his eyes whenever Lenny is swinging the axe. That's part of it.
Yeah.
And B, just the every ounce of toxic masculinity draining from him as he sees he can't do it. And he realizes how beta he is. Choppy, are you feeling pretty beta right now? That's how distracted he is.
Ask Sarah how
I'm a gamma or a sigma, not a beta.
Sigma.
Ask the fiance, what's this doing for her, you know, in terms of the excitement. How impressed is she?
How do you like the did he break? Oh, Lenny broke it. Again, Choppy doing nothing. How excited does this make you to see Choppy in uniform?
You know,
Sarah, come on. Wait, how good is it?
She's scared. She won't answer.
She likes it.
Yes.
It's good. Now, they still have not broken through all the way. I think Lenny would have better success holding it steady and hitting it himself than just having Choppy do anything. Chop's just kind of getting in the way.
Ask another one of the professionals. What time are we supposed to be working with here? How long is this supposed to take?
I'll ask somebody here. Would the individual behind this door already be dead with Choppy's speed here?
Unfortunately, probably so.
Just over with. Are we getting close, Chop? Success! He burst through the door.
I did so much there. I feel so proud of myself that I was able to accomplish so much and do all the work. He really didn't help at all.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
How much did a heavy night of drinking play into you not being able to do that in any sort of timely manner?
I think it's just a lack of masculinity.
Yeah.
Wow, you own up to it.
Well, I mean, I do.
Compared to these guys. There it is. RJ Choppy with another Firehouse Tour exhibition.
I'm keeping this thing. The Halligan.
The tire iron,
yes,
as I called it, which is apparently completely wrong. That's not what a tire iron is.
So, Bobby, for those who heard the preview yesterday, recap the sleepover. When you arrived, you're both wearing bathrobes here this morning. I saw top and bottom bunk pictures as well, and an Instagram Live that may have gotten you canceled.
Ooh,
after
yeah.
the show.
I arrived at his door with my robe slightly ajar and a whimsical look in my eye. No, I rang the doorbell, and Choppy, I didn't know this. You know, Choppy just, I guess this is the kind of community it is. Choppy just leaves the door unlocked at all hours of the day. And just, he was like open
it.
The door.
Like
come
it.
On in.
Yeah.
And there was at like midnight last night, I was like stepping out, and I said, don't lock the door. He's like, I don't lock the door. I was like, really? Okay, that's it's a comfortable, it looks like a community where you could probably do a
well, I mean,
that.
We lock it at night, but, you know, if I'm in the house, like, just hanging around, like, a lot of times it's open.
Yeah, and so he didn't come open the door for me. I was actually recording a video. I wanted him to open the door and greet me, and he didn't. He just yelled from the back through the door, it's open!
Yeah.
Robert, it's open! Come in! So I got there right at 8:30. And immediately, Choppy, with his rosy red cheeks and bloodshot eyes, was like, do you want a drink? You want to have one? And so I felt like I was behind and I needed to catch up. So that's exactly what I did.
I had gin blossoms all over my face.
Yes.
All over the place.
Yes, exactly. So we ended up taking a few shots of the tequila and then the old Forrester, the whiskey. And that was the one that really did a number on my stomach this morning.
Well, it's 100 proof. So
yeah, that was the one I was feeling on my tummy this morning. And I hadn't eaten like all day. And so it hit really quick.
You got to eat, man. You can't drink without eating.
That's my life hack. My life hack is don't eat before you drink, and then drink large amounts of it, and you'll get drunker way faster. It's a much more intense feeling. But yeah, we hung around watching the football game and talking and hanging out, but we did say we needed to do some photos. So we got all dressed up, took a few in the kitchen. We went into the boudoir and sat on the bottom bunk and did like engagement style photos with our foreheads touching. And then Sarah was like, no, we're not posting those. And so she then just had us swap out. I was the bottom.
Yeah, Bobby was the bottom.
Yeah. And so
after this display I just put on, it seems that I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I mean, it showed that you weren't worthy of that position on that bunk bed is what it showed me. But Choppy was a great host. A lot of political talk. A lot of political takes getting fired left and right last night.
Mostly really? Right. Mostly right.
Yeah, I was going to say
really
not left and right. It was fired right and right. It was fired far right. So it was a lot of intense opinions and debate, or not even debate, just kind of celebrating and whooping and cheering and high-fiving. And they told me, because I noticed, I mentioned this last night. I don't think I mentioned it to you. You guys were very silent on election night on the group text. I think I was the only one sending anything. Peyton didn't reply because Peyton doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Not informed.
but he doesn't.
But I was surprised that like you weren't engaging on it and Choppy wasn't engaging on it. Now, you were sick, so I'm giving you a pass. But Choppy had no excuse not to like
weigh in. I think he was raging.
That's what he said. He said he was literally just locked in on the TV.
I thought it was pretty boring, too. Like, it was a beatdown. Like, it was a beatdown from beginning to end. So it was kind of boring in terms of, you know, we didn't get any debate moments.
Tell Sean about your superstitious approach to watching the election results.
Oh, well, I mean, I was just in, it's like a sporting event. You know, you can't move. You can't touch the remote. You can't do anything. You can't get up to go to the bathroom. I had to pee the entire time. I don't know how John King does it.
So he was standing in one spot, apparently, and the results were good. Then he moved a little to the left, and Maricopa County moved, and then he was like, I got to go back to my spot. So he said he literally was being superstitious. I said, no, he was standing there watching it like a sporting event saying, I can't move. This is a good luck spot.
And I kept waiting. I was like, where's the Amish vote? Where's the Amish vote? And it finally came in, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Look, Miami-Dade flipped for the first time because Choppy stood in that spot in his house. All right? That doesn't happen without Choppy standing there. But a great host, a gracious host. He did a good job last night. I enjoyed it.
Now, why was last night very important for these two to bond and connect? They are actually going to be calling a college football game this weekend. Is this going down tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to drive to Stephenville tomorrow.
All right, the preview of how you can get more Choppy and Bobby in your life while calling an actual college football game. Who's going to win tonight between Tyson and Paul, and everything else you need to know heading into the weekend as we continue live from the firehouse here in Roanoke, station number 1, 201 Fairway Drive, as we continue on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.
Hurts under center. He goes with a pitch to Barkley. Barkley across the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Goodbye!
Eagles radio with the call. As Filthy beats Washington after a bad Dan Quinn decision not to kick the go-ahead field goal, then Saquon goes nuts and hurts my fantasy football team, scoring twice in lightning-quick fashion, causing, of course, Micah Parsons to tweet and remind everyone, all jokes aside, the Giants almost made us believe Saquon wasn't him anymore. That really says a lot. Daniel Jones was paid over Saquon. He was worth more to their franchise. This really says a lot. So shots at Daniel Jones, shots at the new. What is he doing?
If they lose on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, to the Giants.
You are going to see so many backhanded sideswipe tweets. Oh, yeah.
Daniel Jones should sign the damn wall right next to Eli. If they win.
He should. This is just.
I'm fine. Look, I'm not going to sit there and say, right, in this world of media, you know, don't make an observation of, oh my God, sick dunk. Oh, I love this kid coming out. Sure. But, like, when you take it on over to look at what that organization did, someone in the division.
He spent a month talking trash about them and how, like, what a joke of a franchise they are.
And y'all suck the same. Mm-hmm. You suck. Again, ruin life. When you're down, you're getting your ass whipped. Shut up. You have no room to talk. You're not on the top step. You're on the same step or the lower step. Why are you barking? Why are you calling out other people? It makes you look dumb.
You can't do that. You can't. Those rules can't apply when you're a Bleacher Report content creator, right? That's just that's the crummy thing about it is, like, those rules still apply, like, to everybody out there. But when you're
putting yourself out there, though.
Like Micah. Yeah, that's the problem that he's put himself. That he's put himself into this box where he has to comment.
No, you don't have to comment.
Well, if he wants to grow this thing the way he wants.
What's his official?
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So they're garbage consistently.
What's his official title of Bleacher Report?
Head of football content or something.
Okay.
Which it's I don't want to say it's a conflict of interest, but it kind of is, right? I mean, it's a conflict of intelligence of because you're
conflict
doing
of intelligence.
He's right. He the president of their gridiron division.
You're doing something that is counterproductive. Theoretically, to the health of your football team.
Yeah.
Right. But this is, it's one of another thing. Right?
Like, why doesn't he just call the Cowboys for not signing Saquon? You know, you're going to make fun of the Giants.
Maybe that's how he does it. Maybe he knows he can't do it that way. Like I've told you guys before, I think Micah knows exactly what he's choosing to say and how he's approaching a subject. And so maybe that's his way of trying to, like, hey, read between the lines here. I'm saying clearly it's stupid that you wouldn't pick this guy up. Now, also, you got to be fair. It's a Penn State guy. And Micah and Saquon have been close for so he's going to go to war with like for Saquon Barkley all the time.
By the way, Saquon Barkley from Ben Solak, 9 touches, which have ended at the 1, most in all of football. The subsequent play, Hurts touchdown, Hurts touchdown, Hurts rush, next play, Hurts touchdown, Hurts TD, Hurts TD, Saquon rush, lost yardage, Hurts pass touchdown, Hurts rush, fumble, Hurts touchdown. So Jalen is getting all of the touchdowns off of Saquon at the 1.
And Saquon's got 8 touchdowns, so he could have had conceivably 8 more. We're talking about he could be at 16 touchdowns and 1,200 rushing yards right now.
Now listen, though, like is that not smart? I know it sucks for the player. But we always kind of...
He's being praised for his unselfishness, though. Yeah. He's like, I don't care. And, you know, he wanted the other backs also to get carries.
But also, like, we always kill coaches. Now, it's selective. But when you're on the 1-yard line and you run back 3 yards to hand it off as opposed to just sneaking it in, because, I mean, Jalen, that is the most unstoppable play in the sport, or one of them.
Yeah.
The tush push.
Yeah.
So I can't kill him for that, but it does stink if you're Barkley. I mean, imagine...
He got his final payday. He did.
Yep, you're right.
Jake Elliott, the first Eagles kicker to miss 2+ field goals and an extra point in the same game since 1977. Part of the reason people are like, Dan Quinn, just kick the field goal, go up. Their kicker is sucking right now. And John Gruden. So I was watching Gruden do the Barstool cast like I did the Manning cast.
Yeah.
And this is Gruden going off on the analytics people after – he thinks it told Dan Quinn to go for it on 4th.
That's where the analytical guy goes, hey, Coach Gruden, go for it right here. Go for it. I'm like, okay. We go for it. We get stuffed. And I go, hey, f*** you up there, you f***ing idiot. You know what I mean? Aggressive. It's 12-10, man. We get the field goal.
Wow. So I'm gonna be paying attention to Gruden at Barstool.
He yells on the headset like that. Imagine how direct he'd be if he was emailing them.
It's gonna be a hit though. Is it not?
I think so. The next big sporting event before tomorrow that we have to talk about is Tyson Paul tonight. Yesterday, scripted or not, Mike Tyson at the weigh-in slapped Jake Paul across the face. And Jake Paul had this response.
I didn't even feel it. He's angry. He's an angry little elf. Mike Tyson, I thought that was a cute slap, buddy, but tomorrow you're getting knocked the out. I'm f***ing him up, Belial. I'm f***ing him up. He hits like a It's personal now. It's personal now. He must die.
You got to get that drop for, you know, Mortal Kombat references moving forward.
Finish him.
He must die.
He must die.
That's tonight on Netflix. Choppy, you've been doing all the homework for this event, even though you don't have Netflix.
I don't.
What else do we need to know about it in terms of, we don't have to go through every prediction from fighters and legends. What else do we need to know?
Well, I mean, other than the fact that...
And we all have to make an official prediction. Mike McCarthy said he's going with Tyson, said you got to stick with your generation. Some people said that Mike's doing that with his offense. But we all have to go ahead and make our official picks.
Look, the fact that they're doing the 2-minute rounds instead of 3-minute rounds. They're going to do 8 rounds total, max, I should say. Heavier gloves. The gloves will be 14 ounces versus 10. So theoretically, it makes them a little bit slower. Mike, I assume, passes EKG and EEG and his physical to get into this thing.
What if it gets canceled?
What if it gets canceled because Mike's blood pressure spikes at the very end? So that's a
lot. They wheel him in for the intro.
Yeah, it's sciatica.
We saw a palpitation. He can't go.
But look, obviously that was scripted yesterday. I don't know if the fight is going to be because Vegas took bets on it.
Did they take bets on Floyd Logan Paul? Are we counting that as scripted?
No, I don't know that they did.
Okay.
Not the big books, did they?
Because Jake is what, minus 200? The favorite?
He's a big-time favorite. Yeah, he's a big-time favorite.
Minus 200. Is that big time?
I mean, 60%. 66%.
Okay. I don't know.
I mean, that's good. It's a healthy favorite. You're healthy. How about that? You're a healthy favorite. Mike's a 2-1 underdog, essentially. It's a healthy favorite.
They did not. Vegas did not take bets on Mayweather Paul.
A better in Michigan bet. I think he put $1 million down. If Paul beats Tyson, better in Michigan would net $454,000 if Paul wins.
Yeah, it's good return, but it's not. I mean, you're not getting rich off that. I mean,
if they're fighting for real, I think Jake Paul wins because of the stamina. and lasting. I'm rooting for Tyson. I think this thing is set up and rigged to where Tyson somehow wins at the end and Jake Paul doesn't take it out. His win is fighting in the ring with Mike Tyson, right? Just like Logan's. How the hell did Logan Paul get Floyd Mayweather into a ring?
Right.
Are you serious? This is the win. He's paying him like way too much respect compared to his other like real fights. I think somehow Tyson wins in the end, but I have my doubts if this is 1,000% legit.
Yeah, here's the thing with Tyson. Like, I see the video clips, right? I see all the video clips of him fighting.
Yeah.
Him sparring. They're all, if you notice, they're all like 3-4 seconds long.
Yeah.
He's not,
who's releasing those clips?
Mike Tyson.
His team.
Yeah. So they're 3-4 seconds long. I mean, anybody at that age, I mean, he's 30 years older than him. He's 58 years old. It's, you know, you could do that for 3-4 seconds. Can you do that for 2 minutes? At a time.
I mean, wasn't that always the knock on Tyson in general, even when he was winning,
when he
was the champ, was like, if he got past 2 or 3 rounds, it was like, okay, well, now he's in trouble.
Yeah.
Because he was a 2-minute knockout guy. That's what he did.
All right, is this legit, and what's going to happen, Bob?
I think it's legit because, I mean, it is it's a record fight. Like, a lot of these other ones have been, like, the Mayweather-Paul one was an exhibition that didn't technically count, and that's one of the reasons why Vegas didn't take bets on it. And so, I'm leaning towards it is real. And I think Tyson's going to knock him out. If it's real, Tyson knocks him out.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, Tyson, I understand people are like, he's 58, whatever. But this is somebody who this has been his whole life. Has been and
yeah,
he is,
30 years ago. It was his whole life.
He's still
20
got
years
old
ago.
Man strength. He's clearly like it's when we say
that's like saying, oh, John Sterling's
does
whole
he
life.
Look, does he look to you like when you see him? Does he look like Sterling. That? Doesn't look like a guy who has power in his punch anymore?
No,
forget the clips. He looks
the part.
And so to me, it's like he's still got that technique and everything else. So this is a legitimate. Like lifetime boxer who can still hit hard. I think he knocks him out.
Everyone's making up the T-shirts of old school Mike Tyson punch out.
Yeah,
who's the character that Jake's representing?
It was
Is it Gumball Joe or something?
No, Don
Bubble Joe,
Don Flamenco or whatever.
Tommy the Machine Gun, I think is who he was.
All right, so tomorrow, I don't know how the hell this happened. You guys have been paired together to call a college football game.
Yeah, Tarleton State against Abilene Christian. We will be out there in Stephenville calling this game with Lord Byron Anderson. Speaking of Lord Byron, that is his property right there, the great Byron Nelson.
Oh, I thought you were pointing to the woman saying that's his wife. I thought you were that's
yeah,
his
I was
property.
Very confused. I was like, what are you talking about?
I was like, man, you guys really do dominate out here.
Maybe
Roanoke.
Soon, okay, maybe soon. We can bring that back. Right? Yeah,
that's his property. I was like, that's Byron's
yeah, that,
wife.
Yeah, that little
his family?
Bluff, that little area there. That's
oh, back there is Byron Nelson's property.
Property. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But
not the Byron you're calling the game.
Not the Byron
he doesn't own
the game,
all that property.
The name reminded me of that.
Okay.
So Byron Anderson's play-by-play voice.
Byron Anderson.
So what's your name? Bobby and I.
Yep, that's me.
Are going to be doing color analysts for this. Now, we're going to be splitting up halves. Now, this is the problem.
So you're not going to be on the calls together ever?
For a small part of time, we are, because they have a color analyst as well.
Oh.
So we are going to be.
I'm
like,
sure he's thrilled about this.
We are going to be like the Dennis Miller third voice in there.
Oh.
Now, there's an issue that I've been made aware of. What, we don't know which half Bobby's going to do versus me.
Yeah.
I think it's very dangerous that Bobby does the second half because in the other half we'll be in the suite. And that
There's
means
drinks.
That Bobby could be drinking.
I'll be honest. I am so poor with details, I guess, that this is the first I'm learning that we're not doing it at the same time. So,
listen. I am so poor with listening. Maybe I heard wrong. Okay, so
how can people listen to this?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Jesus.
I really have not.
What am I doing? I'm doing more promo for this than you idiots, Peyton.
I did. Let me see here. I've got
just
it.
Just shut up for a
Byron.
Second, Peyton Russell. Over to now. You did college basketball game for them.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
All right. Peyton has dug up some of those clips.
Oh boy.
To give you a preview of what to look forward to tomorrow. Pepe, back to you.
Yeah, so this was RJ Choppy and Byron Anderson back in February, I believe, with Tarleton men's basketball. And here's RJ Choppy talking weirdly about using leadership here.
Inside, Brennan, no good. Follow McLaughlin. He puts it back.
And he's got to use his leadership here. You know, when you're down, he's a good rebounder. Take advantage of some size that you might have. Try to get some rebounds, try to play physical underneath.
The runner there for McLaughlin, and he's going to pull the Lopes back to within two.
Back-to-back baskets, using his leadership, using his body, using his skills. he's kind of taken over here in the last minute and a half for them.
Got to use that
was my favorite. What does that mean?
Using the leadership to get the rebounds. I was hoping you were saving that for last, but maybe there's better clips. Forgot. That was
Thank you.
Leadership.
Really appreciate
leadership
it.
Leadership got the rebounding.
Uses body, uses leadership. That just was buzzwords.
By the way, you can watch watch it. TarltonSports.com/watch.
Okay.
Oh, well. You can check this thing out.
He'll tweet it out with maybe degenerate picks. Go ahead, Pepe.
All right, one more here, or we got another one here. This is RJ talking about the players, he's letting all of his legs out here.
Moore decided to go without the spandex under the shorts, letting all the legs show.
Well, if you're athletic like that, you can do it.
Okay. All right.
I was just trying to make him as uncomfortable as I possibly could. I think I nailed it on that one.
Okay, good, good. We got one more?
Got one more here. RJ, he had to bring up the glizzy here.
I love college basketball. It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite things.
I know it is.
I am so happy to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity to come out here and call this game with you. But, I was able to get a drink of water. Had a glizzy at halftime. So that was good.
Glizzy, a hot dog, for those of you that don't know. A dirty water dog.
Dirty water dog. What the hell? What a train wreck. Yeah. What time is this tomorrow?
This game's at 6 o'clock.
Let's see what time
6
the game
p.m.?
Is.
6 p.m.? 6 p.m. We're staying the night in Stephenville.
Yep, we got hotels. Dog-friendly. Had to get a dog-friendly hotel.
Guys are going to be... Tonight?
Yeah. No. So, I'm leaving tomorrow like at noon. So get to Stephenville. It's like a two-hour drive. So you get their stadium around 3 or whatever
so
it is.
So you guys are going to be partying in Stephenville tomorrow night with hotels?
Yes.
Yeah. My God.
You got to let people know where and how to meet up.
I don't
with
know where we're going yet. I know the big bar down there is Rock and Pee. We've been to Bull Nettle Bar.
What's wrong?
It's Tennessee, Georgia at the same time. Oh, my God. Why did I agree to this?
Tennessee, Georgia?
At the same time. And I missed the game. Oh, for crying out loud.
Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece to finish up here in Roanoke is next.
Let's get you over to Johnson Fitness and Wellness. JohnsonFitness.com, okay? You've been trying to avoid going through that thing we call bulking season. You head on over to your local Johnson Fitness store, and you get ready for another stressful holiday year, prioritizing your health, prioritizing your well-being. Their equipment's made for more than just workouts, right? It's for relaxation. It's for recovery. It's for stress relief, for lowering your blood pressure. And the fine folks, the experts at Johnson Fitness and Wellness, made for more than just selling equipment. These are certified trainers helping you meet your goals. They offer you flexible financing on these treadmills, up to 50% off. Ellipticals and bikes start at $5.99. The largest selection of premium massage chairs in DFW. JohnsonFitness.com. There's 17 locations in Texas. There's 7 here in DFW. Johnson Fitness and Wellness, the number one specialty fitness retailer in the U.S. You find out what you're made of when you walk into a Johnson Fitness store. Again, they can use your budget and be able to outfit a complete exercise room for you so you can do it in the comfort of your own home. JohnsonFitness.com. That's JohnsonFitness.com.
Clarkson has to hurry. Down to 2. Down to 1. There it is. The 3 is away. Got it! Oh, Clarkson! A prayer!
What's the point of sports?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Calm down. It's not that bad.
This is miserable.
What do you mean? You had to know this was going to happen.
Y'all's right? Cowboys are horrible. My Mavericks stink. The Rangers lost more than they won. The Stars play on some app nobody has.
Oh, my God.
They're good, though.
Yeah, they're real good, actually.
Yeah.
I think it's a free app. I think everybody has
it. Mike, can I attempt to make you feel better? RJ's going to defend Luka here, though he didn't defend. He's blaming Sean Sweeney.
Yep, blaming your boy. He's sitting there. Luka's 5 feet from him, 5 feet from the bench. And what is the coach doing? He's pointing. He's pointing. He's yelling. He's pointing and talking. You know this, Mike. You know this in baseball. When you're up a bat, when your kid's up a bat, you don't sit there and say, hey, keep your back shoulder up. Hey, squash the ball. No, you're getting in their heads, right? He's getting in their heads. You got to let these guys flow. You got to let these guys feel the game and let them, while the play is going on.
So every college coach in the history of the sport you love, when Danny Hurley's going nuts on the sideline, waving guys over, pointing, come defend the pick and roll. That doesn't apply.
Listen,
here.
Okay, stop trying to make sense of this, okay? Okay, we're talking NBA here. You should know. They should know what they're doing. They should. This is in the timeout. You got to go over this stuff. It's like 98% Luka's fault, and then 2% on the coaching staff.
There you go, Mike.
So we're pretty much, Kevin, going to watch the Mavericks fight to try to get out of the play-in tournament this year. That's what we're going to watch this year.
If they can figure out how to
offensive rebounds, maybe that will make a difference. But their clutch situation remains terrible. And I know people are going to be like, they came all the way back. And that's true. But they had a lead. They tied the game. And then you still saw, can't get an offensive rebound, can't get good offensive plays set up. And that cost them again.
It's like we skipped a year with Jason Kidd. Like, we're going back to the year before, and like last year didn't happen with the NBA Finals and all the love towards Kidd in the second half of the season.
Boy, are we living in the past with Spencer Dinwiddie playing. Like, he went to the Lakers last year. He chose the Lakers over the Mavericks, and the Lakers got him in practice and said, he can't play. The Mavericks get him, and they're like, play him again. I'm done with Spencer Dinwiddie. Like, hey, man, cheer, whatever, do your Bitcoin thing. But, like, stop playing basketball on the Mavericks. Hey, here's a question for you. Choppy, did you see Odell Beckham and how excited he was about Bitcoin and how he's throwing it in everybody's face? Do you think he voted for Trump for the Bitcoin?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Do you think he did?
I don't know. Like, all the people that are bragging about how they took part of their contract or all their contract in Bitcoin recently, do you think they're like, man, I mean, there is a correlation to it going up.
Russell Okung.
Yeah. He made a lot of money off of it.
He made like $30 million off of it, right? It was like he got like a $6 million deal, mostly in Bitcoin, and now it's worth like 40-something.
Was voting for Trump thought to really boost Bitcoin? Was that?
Yes.
And what's the reason for that, Kevin?
Because he talked about Bitcoin, okay? He talked about buying everything.
Just because he's easier on regulatory stuff, like he's going to ease that up, and so that should make things easier for a whole lot of folks. Now, there are other things that people will point to that they think can be problematic, but at least in the crypto world.
List them. Be fair.
Rattle them off.
So it was thought that that would help the crypto world.
Okay. Thank you for
that. Do you guys have any Bitcoin?
No. I have like a Litecoin or whatever.
Oh,
my dad.
Horrible.
My dad called me yesterday or 2 days ago. He goes, "I want to buy Bitcoin. My trade account can't do it. Can yours?" And I'm like, "How much is it?
Coinbase, right?"
And
it's like 65 grand each.
I think they're 86.
Yeah, 86 grand.
I was like, "Father,
father of mine.
what do you expect to buy? And how do you expect me to? You just want me to front you the money?
Dude, I still
buy
the people,
me a Bitcoin.
You can, I guess, buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a percentage of it.
Peyton, has like a 1/1000th of one, or he used to.
I mean, you could buy like that guy that bought the pizza with Bitcoin like 20 years ago. And now it's worth like $270 million.
Do any of you guys have it? And also Doge. I think Doge is going crazy. Elon and
Department
Cuban?
Of Government Efficiency, Doge.
I bought Bitcoin back when.
Yeah, that's why he named it that. That's why he named it that.
I asked.
Kavanaugh was into it.
I asked Dawson. I said, when did we do the bit or when did we do the thing on Bitcoin and all this stuff? And he said right around 2017. So I bought $50 of Bitcoin in 2017 for fun.
What is it? What is it now?
$320.
Did Dawson go in heavy on it?
I don't know. I don't know. I bought Litecoin at $50 back then too, and it's worth $11.
Oh, but okay. The Bitcoin investment was better than your Trevor Lawrence cards.
100%.
Yeah.
Hey, Litecoin's up $12 though. That's good today.
Now, the good thing is thank God I sold the Kaboom of Trevor Lawrence before the season started, so I made $300 off that card. Mm. But my other Trevor Lawrences, they stink. Who do you invest in, Bobby? Do you make enough money to invest?
That Bally money's good, Mike.
Okay. So, I don't know. What else do you guys want to talk about?
Ballot money?
Where's Corey? Get Corey in here to cheer
Mike up. Hey, Corey, what's coming up on our show?
Guys, we are today at Buffalo Wild Wings, 5908 Quebec Street in Fort Worth.
Oh, and man. What a half-ass yay that was.
Yeah,
back
give us a bigger yay, kitchen.
I think we can do better than that or from the bar.
We're at Buffalo Wild Wings off Quebec Street today.
Kevin,
there we go.
What's wrong with your voice?
Me?
Yeah, you okay?
Yeah, why?
Oh, it sounded like you were getting sick.
No, I don't think that's me.
That's next week.
I think that's
the issue. And then the other, like, there's an airfield over here. Did you know that? And when I got here, I heard this roar. I thought somebody was dragging something on the highway.
There's a field in the air.
It's like Tomcats and stuff.
Atola right here. I asked him what one airplane was. He was like, I think that's an L-37. I was like, what?
Oh, man.
So we got an expert here today. So we also have Jerry Jones coming up at 10:30 today.
And my goal is to ask no Cowboys questions.
Oh, I'm going to ask him. I'm going to say, hey, what do you think about Micah Parsons saying that Daniel Jones is a pathetic quarterback and that Saquon Barkley is the best running back in the NFL that should have been signed by a lot of teams?
All right. So that's okay. That's the plan.
That should be the first
question. And is he going to the fight tonight?
That will be the bulk of my questions. That and expanding the NFL schedule.
And will the curtains be there? Ask him if curtains will be drawn for the fight.
Oh, for the fight?
No, why don't I just tear outside. The stadium down, Sean?
Could you imagine they left the curtains open and it's 5 o'clock, the undercard starts at like 4:30?
And Tyson's blind with his cataract. And Paul knocks him out of
his
blind.
His cataract.
His glaucoma kicks in. He gets knocked out because sun blinds him.
I mean, the guy's 13 years older than me. Just could you imagine fighting?
All of us talk as little as possible. That might carry this. This is good.
Well, I guess we're going to talk sports. We're going to talk about...
Probably.
We're going to talk about the NFL and college football. And are we doing a Mavs topic?
We are. Mike, are you excited?
Yeah.
But I comboed it with the Stars, if you want to talk about that.
It's at noon today. It's our super segment.
All right. Hey, do you think that the Mavericks should tank for Cooper Flagg at this point? Just keep playing. Just lose.
Come on.
Just play Spencer Dinwiddie and Dwight Powell more minutes.
Cooper Flagg's not good at late-game situations either, though.
Man, that was brutal the other night. That was brutal.
He'll cramp up on you. He'll LeBron cramp up on you.
Mike, what did you
Cooper
do after?
Cooper Flagg can have a son and then fake his NBA appearance 20 years from now.
What are they doing with Bronny? With his
appearance? My God. So, you hear this? Bronny's not going to road games? This is insane.
And what's
it's
the reason?
It's all fake. He might as well go fight Jake Paul in a boxing match.
They're basically saying, like, we're not getting him. We're not going to make him get on a commercial. Because in the G League, they don't fly private, right? We're not going to make him get on a commercial airline and, like, have an autograph session on the plane. Or whatever, and they just want to like keep him playing home games only for the South Bay Lakers.
Yeah,
I've never heard of such a thing.
Especially for a kid who does need to play basketball to see if he can play at a college level.
Yes,
he didn't even prove last year he could play at a college level, and now they're like, you don't need to prove you can play at a professional level. You obviously didn't prove you could play at a college level.
Mike, you have no interest in watching the fight tonight? Zero.
No, I actually kind of do. I didn't have any interest in it 48 hours ago, but as we're getting closer and now we're to the day and it's free. I have Netflix.
Do you have Netflix now?
We got it back.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, I got nothing else to watch tonight. The Mavs aren't scheduled to lose, right?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. So
they don't get scheduled to lose.
Mike, could I take advantage of betting you right now? The Mavs. Let me take advantage of this and
over under 50 wins.
No, how about let's go seeding. Where will they not be a top seed? What will they be out of?
I think they're going to be out of the top 5 seeds.
Okay.
I think best case scenario 6. I think they maybe avoid the play-in situation. I think that yesterday I said 50 wins. I don't know at this point. I don't know when you're getting blown out in Utah. I don't know. I think that they could easily be a 7-10 seed, and I can't believe I thought Barkley was a little bit insane, but I think he's going to be right.
What did you do after the Luka bucket allowed? Did you throw anything? Did you yell? Was anyone around you? What did you do?
I don't know. I feel like it's common. I feel like if we just go through this, what happened in the Denver game? They're like, oh, a little guy is guarding a 6'10" dude. Awesome. Kyrie, you're smoked. Michael Porter Jr. just easily shot over like the kid. I know he's not a kid, but Kyrie, game over. And then you isolate Luka or you isolate Derek Lively on a small. I don't know. It's just common.
I'm trying to remember back to the days when Mike was actually like when he cared about the Cowboys and he was double depressed.
Yeah.
About like, or triple depressed. If it was Rangers, Cowboys, Mavericks,
he couldn't
if he
get through
ever
a day.
Sounded this low.
Yeah, he couldn't get through a day.
Yeah.
Now, this is as low as I've heard him in a long, long time.
Yeah. So have fun with that, Kevin and Corey.
Yeah. Well, you guys were in Roanoke, man. That was awesome.
Thank you, Roanoke.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roanoke.
Well, coming up like next,
Quebec reception.
We're in Quebec.
It's Fort Worth. We're in Fort Worth off
Go
Quebec
Stars.
Street.
It's a beautiful Buffalo Wild Wings. They're already serving wings.
Mm-hmm.
They're right. already
Did you
serving.
Get meatballs yesterday? Did they spit in your meatballs after you tried to put that truck out of business?
I got six meatballs. The best ones were the Asian meatballs. The next one were the carbonara meatballs.
Oh.
I tried. They had your kind of marinara Italian meatballs, which were solid, too. They had some other interesting flavors. So meatballs were really good at Martin House.
Uh-huh. Martin House Brewing, where we'll have our total party on December 14th.
Yeah, December 14th, we're back at the Martin House. But today, we're in Quebec.
Yep. No, we're in Fort Worth.
Buffalo Wild Wings. It felt like I drove to Quebec. All right. Next on 105.3 The Fan.
Oh, my God.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.